Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said Friday that the top national security advisors for the United States, Japan, and South Korea met and expressed grave concern about North Korea's troop deployments for potential use by Russia on the battlefield against Ukraine. Kirby spoke on a call with reporters.
We believe that it is certainly possible. And I just go so far as to say, perhaps even likely, that at least some of these North Korean troops could be deployed to the Kursk area. But in what capacity, for what purpose, that still remains unclear.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a week ago that his government has intelligence information that 10,000 troops from North Korea are being ready to join Russian forces fighting against his country. He said that a third nation wading into the hostilities would turn the conflict into a world war. An Israeli airstrike that hit a guest house in southeast Lebanon has killed three journalists who were covering the Israel-Hezbollah war. Those killed were a camera operator and a broadcast technician of the Beirut-based Pan-Arab Al-Mayadeen TV and a camera operator who worked for Al-Manar TV of Lebanon's Hezbollah group. Friday's strike came after one earlier in the week that hit an office belonging to Al-Mayadeen on the outskirts of Beirut's southern suburbs. The journalists were killed Friday in the Hasbaya region, which has been spared much of the fighting along the border so far. Many of the journalists staying there had moved there from the nearby town of Marjayoun for safety after Israel issued an evacuation warning. This is VOA News. A group has been charged with cyberbullying after the backlash over the Paris Olympic artistic director's opening ceremony. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
French authorities say they've charged seven individuals in connection with a cyberbullying campaign targeting the artistic director behind the Paris Olympics opening and closing ceremonies, the target of an online hate campaign filled with homophobic and anti-Semitic abuse, following his acclaimed but controversial queer-inclusive opening show in July. He filed a complaint on July 31. The Paris Prosecutor's Office, which launched an investigation, says the arrests are only the first wave of detentions, with more expected as authorities expand their probe. The seven defendants, aged between 22 and 79, face charges of making death threats, aggravated insults, and cyberbullying. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In his first visit to native country at the Gila River Indian Communities Reservation on Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden has formally apologized to Native Americans for the sin of a government-run boarding school system that for decades forcibly separated Indian children from their parents.
The federal government mandated the removal of children from their families and tribes, launching what's called the federal Indian boarding school era. Over 150-year span, 150 years, from the early 1800s to 1970, one of the most horrific chapters in American history.
Biden also detailed how his policies have sought to support Native Americans with jobs and new infrastructure. More people have been sickened in an E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
75 people have been sickened in 13 states, and one victim died. Investigators are honing in on slivered onions used on the burgers, which came from a California-based grower, Taylor Farms. Teresa Murray with a consumer group, PERG, says the link was likely found from patients' lab testing.
Genome sequencing, where they're able to connect the dots of different people in different cities who get sick, and they're able to do tracing and figure out, oh, hey, here's the product that was the problem.
McDonald's has pulled Quarter Pounders from menus in several states after the outbreak was announced. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has signed an agreement worth tens of billions of dollars with the mining companies responsible for a 2015 dam collapse that sparked one of the country's worst ever environmental disasters. Under the agreement, Samarco will pay $23 billion over 20 years to compensate for human, environmental, and infrastructure damage caused by the release of an immense amount of toxic mining waste. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.